Martin, based on the second half, you must be scratching your head as to how you've not come away with anything from that game.
No, I'm not scratching my head at all. I thought it was a shocking first half performance. I don't think we deserved anything. Our goalkeeper kept us in it in the first half with two 1v1 saves. It could have been 3-0 down at half-time. I thought the performance in the first half was appalling. So, obviously, there's things to address, which we certainly will do over a period of time. We've started, and clearly, more needs to be done.
What do you put it down to, if you can assess it, that performance, the reasons why?
Well, the players have played very well at Sutton, very competitive. We were on our game, I would say, away at Sutton, and today, first half, was nothing. Just nothing there. Second to the ball, didn't win any headers, didn't win any tackles, didn't pass it, didn't get it in behind them, didn't have any pace, didn't have any energy. And I think we were close in the second half. We had, I think, two or three cleared off the line and a couple of other close bits, but overall, I don't think we deserved anything really. And but things will change, we all know that, don't we?
Do you need a bit of luck? Do you think a bit of luck?
No, you have to make your own luck.
How frustrating for you, like you said, given that you've been playing well, you've been on that four-game unbeaten run, that you didn't get that result today?
It's frustrating, it's disappointing, but clearly it's obvious, must be obvious to everybody. You know, I'm the third manager here in 6 months, so changes are obviously needed. The lads have been competitive over the past few weeks, they've been having a go, we've been difficult to beat. But that first half was, you know, that's not up to the standard that I need. That's not up to the standard that we need. And that's not up to the standard that the paying public want. You know, it's okay saying we play well second half, but it's too late. You know, you have to be like that from the start. And of course, I knew before I came here there was a lot of work to do. And these games, I suppose, just confirm it. And I think today's, you could say, a pivotal moment.
I know it dates back to long before you got here, but it's been a long time since the supporters here have seen a win at home. Is there a reason for that? Have you identified something since you've been here in your short time? Perhaps why the side isn't performing here?
I think we'll have to look over into that. We've all got a good idea, you know. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to work that one out. But I think I'll keep my thoughts within the dressing room, to ourselves. The players have trained well. They've had a good attitude since I've been here with me. But clearly changes are needed, and probably I'm not going to do anything rash, but next week I think we're going to have to get on the front foot.
You've got a bit of time on the training pitch with them now though. How valuable will that be for you as well?
It's all well and good getting on a training pitch. You could do defending drills, attacking drills, set plays for and against. You can do gym work. You can bring all the bits and pieces in together as a coach, as a manager, and strength and conditioning coaches, what we do here and what we've done here. But when the players go over that white line, that's why I always give them the credit. Always give the credit to the players for the performance, because I can guide them. But then when you go over that white line, you've got to step up to the mark. And you can't turn your back on it. You can't pull out of tackles. You can't lose races. And you can't fail to win through a lack of appetite and desire. And that's clearly evident. It must be to everybody that was it's in abundance.
Just to go back to the game very quickly, I know it probably matters little to you now. Should you have had a penalty? I know your players were appealing for a handball and one came down off the crossbar. Did you get a good view of it?
I couldn't see that from where I was. I thought the referee had a very good game. And, I can't think or work on what the referee's doing. I've clearly got enough work on my own to blink into.
And how do you assess the league situation now, where that result leaves you, Martin?
I don't know where it leaves us.
In terms of targets, and it is a setback on the whole.
Well, I don't know where we are in the league before the game. I don't know where we are in the league right now. I never looked when I was top of the league with Barnet from day one to the last game of the season. Never looked. I just try and concentrate on what we've got. I've got to sit down and watch the video tomorrow of that at home early in the morning. And then all the players are in on Monday morning, and probably time to have a few chats, really, I think.